We know the guys and girls in the police force do a fantastic job. They're there for us. We make those phone calls on what are our worst days. And they are having some concerns, though, in the coalfields, that with the increased population in the area and increased crime, that they're being stretched to beyond breaking point. And someone who shares those concerns is the mayor of Cessnock City. It's Bob Pinsent. Good morning, Bob. Yes, what is it that's actually making things a bit tough for our policemen and women in the area?
Yeah, well, we recognise that the police do a fantastic job, but we're under-resourced, and we need increasing numbers as our population grows.
That is the thing, is that more people sadly does bring an increased crime rate as well. Is it fair to say that police numbers haven't kept up in step with the increased growth in the area?
Very much so. You know, we're experiencing a housing boom at present, and the police numbers are static.
Yeah, so how many police per capita have we got in the coalfields at the moment?
No, I'm not sure about that, but in the command at the Maitland command that we're controlled by, there's about 174 officers, you know, which equates to about 40-something in Cessnock. But, you know, that's really not enough. We need Kurri and Cessnock police quite visible to our community.
Yeah, more visible police does have an effect on crime, that's for sure. Now, with that in mind, there is a petition that you've actually got the ball rolling on to see if we can get some more police in the area. Can you tell us how that's all going at the moment, Bob?
Well, it's going well. I mean, this is something that the community have raised, and their need the comfort of police numbers, and the petition is one way of signing up so we can really get the message to the police minister.
Has there been much appetite for some increased numbers from talks that you may have had with the minister at this stage, Bob?
Not any significant numbers. One of the issues is that both the police stations at Kurri and Cessnock are antiquated, probably full of capacity at present. So we're looking for a major input of resources, both in buildings and in manpower.
So I guess it's also, again, as you said there, a new building may be the first step and something that can be adequate moving ahead for the future. Fingers crossed, Bob, that we can get some movement in this area because we want our residents to feel safe, and having a more adequate number of police in the area would be the first way about it. Thank you for sharing a bit of that with us this morning.
Absolute pleasure. Thank you.
Mayor of Cessnock City Council, that's Bob Pinson, and more police on the beat. What a great idea that would be. And that petition, yes, sign it if you're in the area. That would be great as well. 26 past 11 at 2 NURFM.